You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Believe it or not, spring training is here and ready to get going. Let's talk about the A's here. I'm Dave Raymond with Jane Lee of A's.com or athletics.com. Jane, spring training finally upon us, and we can kind of put the offseason, the postseason in the rearview mirror and look forward to these next, 6 weeks and the storylines that we would expect would emerge. So to that end, what is the headline story this spring for the Oakland A's?
Yeah, I think there's just a lot of optimism after, you know, such a disappointing season last year. And I think the biggest thing, you know, going into this weekend when pitchers and catchers report, have their first workout, is just seeing the product of all that off-season work. You know, there's just so many unknowns, and I think it'll be interesting to see how everything comes together this spring. It's kind of rare for these. They don't have many position battles. You know, typically we see a couple, especially the way they do things with platoons, but there's not even many platoons this year, so there's, you know, they're kind of lacking that, those position battle storylines. Although the rotation is definitely something that'll be fun to keep an eye on over these next 6 weeks, just because there's so many candidates, you know, guys that, you know, really did a lot for them last year, guys that are trying to prove themselves and maybe crack the rotation. Just so many names. And so I think that's going to be the highlight over these next few weeks, watching those guys. You know, I don't know that any team, you know, wants to rely on spring training performance to make roster decisions, but in some cases you have to. And in this case, you know, they are going to have to do that. And I mean, of course the roster changes, you know, very quickly, you know, into the season, throughout the season. So what we see on opening day may not be what we see at the end of the first month of the season, but, you know, I think that, you know, the performances of guys like Jesse Hahn, Chris Bassett, Kendall Graveman, Aaron Brooks, Felix DuBront, I mean, you can even throw Jared Parker in there. That'll really be kind of the main attraction here.
Yeah, you make the point, Jane, and I can't agree more. Spring training's a really difficult time to evaluate. The games are no way similar to regular season games. In a lot of ways, it's like that, you know, the month of September when a team's out of it and you see somebody, you know, do well for a couple of weeks, you know, maybe for a whole month, but it just is, it can be, you know, it can be very misleading, which I would think puts a team in a doubly difficult spot when they're trying to get their legs back underneath them again.
Yeah, for sure. And especially I think when it comes to pitching, you know, pitchers just they develop differently during spring. You know, they get ready for the season differently. There's a lot of great pitchers out there who have historically bad springs. And, you know, of course, they have the track record to where, you know, spring performances don't matter for them. But for young guys, spring performances do matter. And, I mean, a bad spring can, you know, make or break your chances at cracking the roster and vice versa with a good spring, too. So, and it can also sometimes, you know, impede the progression of spring training to where, you know, instead of focusing on getting ready for the season, making sure you're taking all those necessary steps to stay healthy, get your pitch progression up, you know, your innings up, all that, you know, you become so much more focused on the competition and outside factors. And I know that going into camp, you know, pitchers will say, you know, I can't control that, so I'm not going to worry about it. But you have to think that it is there in the back of their mind. And, I mean, we all know that they're trying to, you know, impress everyone, and they know that they have people to impress. So it becomes a little difficult. And as much as you don't want to think about it, I can't imagine you're out there, no matter if it's an exhibition game or a regular season game where, you know, you do want to do your best, but it also makes it hard to maybe work on certain things, you know, whether it's a pitch you're working on or just some different mechanical things. So it becomes a little difficult for young guys like the A's have, which makes it that much more interesting. And I think, you know, the A's recognize the situation and, you know, just kind of do their best in you know, taking what they did last year for the team, and also how they look coming into spring, and just their body of work overall. So I could see a lot of these decisions related to the pitching staff coming down to those final few days.
So, it's fairly typical, too, right, that we see, a team looking to figure out those last couple spots in rotation, maybe that the long man or the extra lefty or whatever in the bullpen. That's almost standard. And sometimes you have those good position battles, too. What about it? Is there a good position battle this year in this camp?
There really isn't, and I can't say that I've ever said that. In the previous 6 years I've been doing this, it is really rare, especially for the A's, because they always have a bunch of new guys coming in, and that part's no different this year. But the new guys that did come in, we know that Yonder Alonso is going to be at first base on opening day. We know that Chris Davis is going to be in left field. Their presence didn't really create competition. It just kind of solidified those positions, which were unknowns going into the offseason. So, you take a look around the diamond, and there's no starting job that's up for grabs. The only thing, looking at maybe the backup outfield situation, they do have several guys in camp vying for a spot, an experienced one in Sam Fold, and then a couple of guys that are just kind of waiting for their chance to break out and get that extended opportunity. Guys like Jake Smolinski and Andrew Lambeau. And that's really kind of the only area of competition. Even the bullpen, I think it's rare, not just for the A's, but for any team across the league to where you can look at the bullpen and say, well, barring any injuries or, freak accidents during spring training, they already pretty much know the seven guys that they're going to take into the season. And a large, a factor of that is just how much work they put into the bullpen this offseason, putting those pieces together, acquiring guys that they knew they wanted to be on the roster for opening day.
So what are you looking forward to the most when you get there and you say the hellos, you meet the new guys, and then you got a week or two before the games begin? What gets you the most interested and excited about this camp?
There's definitely a lot of introductions in the A's clubhouse. So many new faces every year. Meeting everyone, getting back into a routine, I think a lot of people agree is kind of nice. Even though it's the complete opposite routine of the regular season, instead of, a bunch of night games where we have to turn into morning people, which I'm not always great at. But once I get into the routine, I sort of start liking it, just that the early mornings and the routine of it all. And in spring training, I tell everyone, it's definitely a unique environment. It's just there's such a more relaxed feeling in spring training, and everyone's just there. There's so many players, and everyone's a little bit more relaxed, and maybe a little bit more accessible for us media, because either they haven't gotten to know us as well, or they're it's just more relaxed, more fun. So that part of it's good. And I always look forward to the restaurants in Arizona. I'm a big foodie person and love exploring and looking at menus and all the different cities I go. And Arizona, I don't think people realize, has just a ton of restaurants. And I have my favorites, but also a few new ones every year I want to try. So, getting back into that routine and trying out different restaurants is something I look forward to.
So what's your, when you get there, you got a craving in that first place you got to hit, the old standby, whatever it is down there, where do you go?
It's really hard because there are so many places I love there. I do have to say, I would normally never recommend a salad because I love burgers, I love pizza, I love a ton of food, but the chopped salad at Cowboy Chow is something that, it's just so unique and so good, and it actually ends up being a really good standby option for me on days where I just want something to go, and I'll pick it up. I get it probably at least twice a week. I know it sounds so like, I don't know, maybe cliche coming from a female trying to stay healthy and spring training a salad, but really it's really, really good. And I, of course, offset with by eating a ton of Mexican. They have a lot of good Mexican places down there. Los Dos Molinos is probably my favorite. So I could actually talk about food in Arizona for a long time. So if you would like to use our entire time next week just talking about restaurants, I will be more than happy to.
Well, I'll mix up a nice big salad and we'll sit down and I'll hear about it. I'd love it.
Yeah, no, it's chopped salad. I mean, people have to know. It has its own Facebook page. It's that renowned. It's that good.
That's great stuff, Jane. Great stuff as always. Well, enjoy it. Have fun down there. Find a great new place this year as well. And here's to an interesting A's camp this season.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, there she goes. Jane Lee, MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.